Now, anybody out there who's ever gone into the chemist in recent weeks or months anyway, maybe even recent years, looking for Nurofen Plus or maybe another painkiller that has codeine in it, and there are many of them out there, there's Salpidine as well, you've probably got a little bit of a grilling from your pharmacist, especially if you've bought more than one box within a short time frame. And of course, the reason for that is that a lot of health practitioners are becoming increasingly concerned about codeine addiction in Ireland. Now, this isn't anything terribly new. I'm sure you've probably all heard this before. But there's renewed studies done on the extent of this addiction recently. And there was a very interesting article in the Sunday Times yesterday, which quotes Dr. Gareth McGovern. Now, he is one of the experts in this country on codeine addiction. And he's saying that a lot of people who are getting addicted to codeine are what you might call middle class people. And he says their life looks otherwise normal, but deep inside is far from the case. And I'm quoting him from the Sunday Times. He says, I saw a guy today who brought in all the boxes from over the last number of weeks. There were just tons of Nurofen Plus boxes, which he brings to remind him of how serious this has got. Now, products that have codeine in them, like Salpidine and Nurofen Plus, are readily available over the counter. But there's a growing abuse problem of these drugs, so much so that countries like Australia and France and New Zealand have now brought in very strict rules whereby you can only get the likes of those painkillers with a prescription. And there are growing calls for that to become the case here in Ireland as well. So what is the extent of the problem here in Kerry? Is it a problem here in Kerry? Well, I remember not that long ago we spoke to some of the Tidy Towns volunteers who were out picking up litter from around the outskirts of Tralee, and they mentioned at the time they couldn't believe the amount of discarded Nurofen and Salpidine boxes that were just strewn around the countryside. So that gives you an idea into what the use of those drugs must be like here in Kerry. Granted, it was a few years ago. Well, I caught up earlier with Dolores Tiernan, who is director of the Grove Addiction Centre in Ardfert. And I began by asking her if she has come across this problem much over her years in the addiction services.
It has always been there, but not very much. Codeine, as you know, it is a painkiller. It's part of the group of medicines called opiates. It does what it's supposed to do, but unfortunately, people get addicted to codeine. And obviously, a lot of codeine is through prescription, but you can also get other medication with some codeine in it. That people actually go around the county. I'm just thinking of one or two people that I've worked with, I'd say, in the last 12 months. And they were using codeine that they would get over the counter. But the pharmacist got used to them, so had words, you know, spoke with them and said, look, they were worried about how much medication they were buying. So that person actually started going around the county to every time they were in a different village or a different town, they would go in and buy some. So that just shows how addictive it becomes. And when I think about that person, I'm thinking of the effects it had on her, Deirdre. It did make her sleepy. I remember her family saying to me that she actually fell asleep at the dinner table. You know.
Oh dear. And of course, people probably get it initially for harmless enough reasons, like to cope with a toothache or a period pain or something like that.
Yes, and like I said, it does work. So, or they have a pain in their back, and then they just get used to it. They just get into the habit of taking it. And it may help a little bit with anxiety as well at the beginning. But of course, it creates anxiety then, and the dishonesty and the denial, because eventually somebody is going to say, you're going to the chemist so much, or where's you're spending a lot of money, where's the money going to? But they will, just like any other addict, go into denial and deny how much they're using. They'll be hiding the boxes.
Yeah. Of course, it's become a lot more difficult to buy products like Salpidine and Nurofen Plus in recent years, because
you do get asked questions, in most pharmacies anyway, you do get asked, what do you want this for?
Yes, but, you know, if you're a middle-aged man or woman and you go in and you have a story, of course they're going to give it to you for a few times and then they'll talk. And that's why most of the people I've worked with, and like I said, it's not the main addiction at all that presents here in the Grove in Ardfirth, but we see a few every year. That will come in, and sometimes they might come in with alcohol. Alcohol may be their problem, but then when we get talking to them, they'll say, well, actually, I'm also taking Nurofen Plus, or I'm also taking ibuprofen. Or else they're taking a much stronger codeine that they are being prescribed.
And I presume that, like, strictly speaking, there's an upward limit on how many, we'll say, Nurofen Plus you should take in a day.
Of course, there is. And I'm not a medic, so I'm not going to answer, you know, what that is. But obviously, again, a little bit like alcohol, the tolerance increases and you need more and more to give you that little piece of comfort that it gave you initially to relieve the pain.
And it must be pretty difficult to, like any addiction, to come off those tablets.
Oh, it is, but also due to the damage it does to your stomach. You know, people sometimes lose their appetite with it, but the damage, I know I've worked again, there's probably one or two men I'm thinking of, and the physical damage it has done to their stomach. Like, I remember one of the men saying to me he had to get half of his stomach removed. There was so much damage.
Good Lord.
Just from codeine. But it just shows how strong that addiction was, and thank God that man is clean and sober today.
Yeah. And are there any sort of telltale signs people should be on the lookout for if they suspect a loved one is maybe taking too many of these tablets and that it might have spiraled into an addiction scenario?
I'm going to say probably the sleepiness, and it's not quite sleepiness, a drowsiness. I'm going to say that would be one. They will definitely talk about being nauseous, having a sick tummy. So there would be the signs. And then just the dishonesty, or they're sneaking, they're going to Dingle, or they're going to Newcastle West when there's no need for them to travel somewhere. So just the dishonesty. I think they're the ones that people start seeing initially, and then they don't trust them at all.
But of course there is help available, and that's where the Grove comes in, and other addiction facilities.
Without a doubt. Or if let's say they have a really serious backache and they're going to their doctor, just be honest with your doctor. Just tell your doctor. Just be honest, and we'll work with the doctor. We will always be here to answer any questions, and just to meet up someone and have a discussion, and maybe there isn't a problem. But if there's anybody listening right now who is regularly going to a chemist in the county of Kerry or further afield, and always making sure that they have one or two packets in their bag or in their pocket, they know they have a problem.
Yeah, they do in their heart and soul.
Yeah, they do. But of course, the addiction is going to help make them deny it. But they know it. So,
yeah. And Dolores, I know you're not a medic.
Yeah.
But just coming to wearing your addiction counselor hat.
Yeah.
Let's say, for argument's sake, somebody breaks a limb and is going through an awful lot of pain. I presume that if you are, you know, prescribed painkillers or are told, you know, you can take Salpidine, you can get that over the counter, I presume it's so important to just stick to the dose the doctor advises, not to go over it. Yeah.
Yes. Every 4 hours. If that's what it says, you take it every 4 hours, not every 2 hours, do you know? And if you feel you need to take more, get back in touch with your doctor and just tell him it's not working, do you know? And the doctor, I'm sure, will sort it out. Of course, we don't want anybody to be in pain, do you know, with genuine pain.
Yeah. But I presume they can become addictive after a certain period of time if you abuse them, like any drug.
Yeah. And again, talk to your doctor. Do you know the doctor will say, okay, I'm going to prescribe this for the next month or for the next week. Go back and see your doctor. Just don't get your prescript renewed. Go back and have a face-to-face with your doctor and a discussion about it.
And just so we're clear before we let you go, Dolores, it's what we're talking about, the everyday drugs that have codeine in them, they're the likes of Nurofen Plus, Salpidine Plus. It's not your regular paracetamol or Panadol or anything like that.
No. Your Nurofen Plus, your Ibuprofen, which is in, you know, Nurofen Plus, it has codeine in it. And then there are the other prescribed meds that have codeine in. They're the ones. Tramadol is just one, but there are others that people will get addicted to.
Just a final thought, Dolores, and you mightn't want to get into this, but there has been a lot of talk now, given the recent spike in codeine addiction issues, that those products we've mentioned there become prescription only. Would you have a view on that?
Look, the majority of people out there are genuine, and when they have a pain in their tooth or a pain in their foot, they need to go in and get some, you know, say Ibuprofen or Nurofen Plus. But it's when somebody, so have I an opinion on it? I really don't have an opinion. I just think the majority of people are genuine and they just use it as prescribed or as stated on the container.
Yeah, and to be fair, from my own experience of talking to people about this before, pharmacists are very vigilant here in Kerry, from what I gather.
Absolutely incredible. That's all I will say. I know that for a fact they are.
Yeah.
They'll take the time, they'll go out, they'll notice, oh, this is the man, he's been here on a regular basis, and he'll go out and have a chat with the person.